The Twin Cities Traffic and Weather Station. News Radio 830 WCCO. WCCO HD. Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Charlie Boone's last Saturday morning show.
Aww.
But, there are still 3 hours left.
Yay!
And Charlie said he wants the good morning song one more time. So are you ready?
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Let's see, find a key here. Good morning.
It's grand to be on hand. Good morning to
just like the old times.
It's great being here, and good to see Bruce. Was it pretty cold down there for you in Florida?
It was the coldest in 20 years.
No kidding.
I took a little five-day vacation to South Florida. It was the coldest in 20 years.
And it froze all my navel oranges.
And they're going to make orange juice out of that, by the way. But I left here after the biggest snowstorm in 20 years.
Exactly.
I went down there for the coldest snap in 20 years down there.
Well, it followed you down there, apparently. Good to see you, Roger Erickson.
Well, I wouldn't want to miss this.
Clay Kaufman, our former general manager, is here.
Yeah.
And his wife, Susan. And what's his name?
Jenny Long. You're leaving and you forgot already.
I forgot already. The guy that's taken over this 3 hours, Denny Long. And, of course, Bruce is back. And Dennis Matuzak is with us. We had a lovely luncheon at Murray's the other day where Dennis is a server, and it's going to be a great morning.
And Steve Murphy.
Steve Murphy's
here.
Where's Charlie?
He was behind the screen.
No, I sneaked in here.
My dear friend Steve Murphy.
We are dear friends. We're neighbors, and I saw a limousine go by my house this morning. What was that all about?
That was a limousine that my wife ordered, so I wouldn't have to drive and park. She ordered that, he was waiting outside, I think, since 4:30, and because I had called and told him 5, but he was there at 4:30, so we got down here early. That was okay. That was pretty plush.
What a great idea.
Nice town car.
Yeah.
On my final day at WCCO.
Now, that's class.
Now, I never had that in all the 51 and a half years. I could have done that every Saturday, every day. That's what they do in New York, you know.
They do.
Yeah. The people that work in the big...
No place to park there anyway, so...
Well, that's probably the reason. Yeah. So it's been a great 50 years and great Saturdays with Denny Long and Bruce Hagovic and Dennis, and I got a whole bunch of people to make up the cast.
Not to get misty, but we're going to miss you around here.
We
are.
I will miss you.
No kidding.
I will. I won't get up as early, though, anymore.
I'll call you.
You don't have to. No, that's okay. No, I have mixed emotions about today. A few weeks ago, I thought, what am I doing? I don't want to leave this. I mean, this is fun. We have a good time every Saturday morning.
Yes, we do.
And to leave this is very difficult. But as John Adams said, it's time to go.
We owe you so much, Charlie, and obviously Roger too.
I mean, you want to pay me now?
No, you guys have done so much for this radio station over the years. I mean, I've often thought many times over the years that a guy like myself practically just riding on your coattails.
Oh, come on!
No, because I always felt secure when you guys were here because you were the leaders of the station. You brought the audience here and you set the example for all of us. And a guy like me, I learned so much from guys like you.
Well, we appreciate that.
We just owe you so much, not just for your friendship, but for both of you, for your professionalism, and all you've done to build WCCO. And
now, you're an old-timer, too. I've been here
37 years.
37 years, yeah. And I know Murphy over there, Steve Murphy, the morning news editor, has been here.
30? Yeah.
Isn't that something?
You know, Charlie, and Bruce is so right. In addition to congratulations, we need to say thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for everything you've done for us. He's right. Friend and mentor, you've been to us, and you've given us encouragement and support. And also, not only as an entertainer for the station, but also as an ambassador for this radio station. I mean, you guys, they used to call you the franchise, and they still do. Boone and Erickson, the franchise.
Oh, yeah, but it's all Boone this morning.
No.
I had my day some time back.
No, I was with you on your final day. And I told Mick Anselmo, our great boss here at CCU, I said, I don't want a big time. You know, I've had lots of hurrahs, and I don't want anything. And he said, well, maybe we'll just have a few people come in, and maybe next spring we can have a one in the springtime when the snowbirds are back. And have something at the
old
lawn.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And that's a possibility.
You know, speaking of compliments, since we're throwing them out here today, I think one of the ultimate compliments for you, Charlie Boone, and you, Roger Erickson, is that you guys are so easy to talk to on the air. I mean, anybody can go on the air with you and feel like they did a good job, because when they were part of the Charlie Boone show or part of the Boone Erickson show, you just had a way of making people comfortable and bringing out good conversation from people. And that I think, in this business, is a real compliment.
Is there any other way?
Well, sometimes I hear other ways.
Okay. You know what? Along those lines, Bruce and I always loved it back in the newsroom when you guys did news interviews, because you were fair and balanced back when fair and balanced meant fair and balanced.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't have to tell people you were fair and balanced.
Right?
Yeah.
And the audiences loved to be on with you, and they knew that they'd get honest, fair treatment. And they were great interviews, too.
That's why we wouldn't do well in the modern, you know, confrontive kind of television, particularly. You know, Fox is fighting MSNBC, and they're all... And that's what I understand. What's his name? Larry King finally finished his show.
It's Larry King, and I decided to retire when I heard Charlie Boone was going to retire. This is not goodbye. I'll just say so long.
Last time we saw Larry was at the Macaroni Awards.
That's right.
Down in New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Marconi, right?
Maybe I got an idea. Boone, Erickson, and King.
Hey, there you go.
Could be a law firm.
Yeah, sounds like a law firm, doesn't it? No, thanks.
All right. By the way, that's when we met him in the
urinal.
The Mets. That's right. Larry King, right?
Yeah. He had just gotten, I think, a new wife.
Yeah. Boone was up for an award down there.
No.
For the best radio show and a few other ones that were possible.
We were presenters, actually. Dick Clark produced the show. Yeah. And who was there? Oh, a lot of famous people were there.
Yeah, they really were. Yeah.
The big guy on Saturday Night Live, that was a marvelous comedian.
Dan Aykroyd?
Chevy Chase?
He wasn't a big guy.
Oh, Belushi.
No, big guy.
John Candy.
Oh. What a sweet man.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, we were representing WCCO down there for an award as the best radio station. And we came in second. We were there. We were fighting. Came in second to a guy who had a radio show in Texas. Remember that? Dallas or something?
Oh, Texas was big that year.
Yeah. But what he did was got everybody's attention. He would start his morning show. We want you to send in a dollar today. And be sure to get it in soon. It's never too late. So he kept doing that for 2 weeks. Don't forget, this is your last chance to send in a dollar. He just wanted to show that people really don't listen that hard. And they got what?
They sent in a potload.
They sent thousands of dollars.
Yeah. We should do that here. Send in your dollars, folks.
Start this morning.
Yeah, let's start this morning. Definitely. No, we're going to have a good crowd on today, people that we haven't heard from in a long time.
Yeah, there's some surprises you don't even know about.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard from a lot of people in the last couple of weeks, and it's been, at first it was kind of scary, and then it was joyous and gratifying, and then I thought, what am I doing? But no, it's a good time to, you always know. Some people have said, when you're ready to retire, you'll know when it's time. And this is the time. And it's been a great ride. What a gift, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Doing what you love to do.
Well, at the best radio station, let's be honest.
Absolutely. You know, well, that's how it happened.
That's wonderful.
It wouldn't have happened anywhere else, I'll tell you that.
Plus, don't forget, you've earned a retirement at this point.
That's what they say.
You've earned it.
Earned it. Well, I don't know if I earned it. I thought I was always taking money under false pretenses because it was so easy and so much fun. But I'll take it. As Cannon used to say, I got the money.
I think so much of this show that you're doing that I put my coffee cup way over there so I wouldn't spill it over everything. Remember the time I kicked us off the air when I spilled the coffee?
Yes,
and
I went
down those holes down there and got in all the wires. We went off the air.
We had an electrical storm right here. Say, it's 11 minutes past 6, and our temperature is 9 above. We have a westerly breeze at 6, and the high today expected to be in the mid-teens under cloudy skies. We're going to get some snow, Bruce?
Not until probably Monday night. There's a good chance of snow Monday night.
Monday night? Isn't there some kind of a game at the bank?
Yeah, there is. But maybe flurries this weekend.
Flurries this weekend.
The best chance would be Monday night.
We'll have more details for you on the half hour, too. And this is Saturday morning, Charlie Boone with Rog Erickson, Steve Murphy, Bruce Hagovic, Denny Long, and a host of people.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
Oh, I've had some rather bad news today. My wife is sinking fast.
Oh, she's ill?
Oh, no, there's a leak in the water mattress.
Hey, what's this I hear about you being engaged to a girl who has a twin?
Yeah.
How do you possibly tell them apart?
Oh, shucks, why bother to do that?
Waiter, do you have the kind of pie that Mother used to make?
You bet we do.
Oh. Could I have some cake, please? WCCO.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
And our senator has stopped in this morning.
Hey, Charlie. Son, how are you?
Want to know about Gorbachev,
the Russian leader.
Yeah, they want to know if I met him there when he was in Washington, D.C. I told him I got close enough to Gorbachev to get a good look at that mark on his forehead.
The mark on his forehead?
Yeah. Actually, it looks like the map of Wisconsin.
I think it is.
President Reagan asked Gorbachev, you know, what that mark was there on his forehead, and Gorbachev said, that's a birthmark. And Reagan answered, really? How long have you had that? WCCO.
Here at WCCO Radio, wish you a very happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. 6:23 right now, and our temperature is 9 above. We expect high in the teens, 14 maybe, under cloudy skies, a westerly breeze at 6, and a whole bunch of people coming in. Bill Pop, he's here, the good neighbor, and Clay Kaufman, our former general manager. When I came to CCO, he was head of marketing, and I think our ratings, our share, was about 68, wasn't it, Clay? At least 68. Rog Erickson is here. Jan Allen, our producer at the Royal Wedding. And Susan Kaufman is here. And who else did I see come in? Larry Haig, Jr., he's here. You're hiding behind a lot of equipment. Larry, good to see you.
Good to see you, Charlie.
Yeah, Larry has just finished a career with Wells Fargo. And originally at CCO Radio.
Now we can find out today the truth. Who gave us so many ideas?
Yes, that's true.
Larry Haig.
One of the great creative minds.
We'd be in working on maybe Minnesota Hospital,
yes.
And he'd come in and just say, hey, by the way, did you know that? And that'd be in the script.
Yeah, well, he's a fine writer. He's a published author.
Yeah, that's right.
And probably working on his memoir.
Yeah.
Or not. Someone suggested the other day that Boone Erickson ought to hire Larry to write our memoir.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad idea. I think it was Tom Gavaris.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Good to see you, Larry. Good to have you with us. And Jan Allen, what memories we have with Jan.
Okay.
She looks the same. How does she do that?
She looks just the same as when we all went to the Royal Wedding.
Yes.
In 1981?
81.
And,
Well, we'll have some...
You can tell about the time I went into the ladies' restroom to get a story.
What hotel was that? Hyde Park?
The Hyde Park Hotel.
Yeah.
Supposedly, there were no women in there.
Supposedly. But she went in there and
She went in and checked, and they said because of a lot of gold, they had gold everywhere.
Oh, beautiful.
On the, you know.
Gold faucets?
Gold faucets, so I went in with my recorder,
uh-huh.
Went in to check on that.
All of a sudden
I hear,
somebody was in there.
And I dashed out of there in a hurry.
I'm sure.
Before she opened the door.
Yeah, we had a great time. The marvelous races at Windsor, and they were playing polo.
Yes. Yeah, you went to the polo thing.
Yeah, I went to the polo matches, snuck into the press tent, and mm-hmm. It was a great time. 6:25 right now, 6:26, and 9 above in our Twin Cities. Lots of people are going to gather here
mm-hmm.
and pay tribute to all the people that have gone before here at WCCO Radio. Great crowd of them, and a lot of them are here. Yep. And we'll meet some of them in just minutes.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
Nothing like rocking a bit. Say, I was going to ask you, did you drive at the president's recommended speed limit of 50 miles an hour?
No, sir, you'll never get me to drive that fast.
Well, I don't know why they're all talking about the gas shortage today. My goodness, I ran out of gas 10 years ago.
WCCO. 628, 9 above in our Twin Cities. Beautiful, crisp morning. Whole crowd here. And if you hear a murmur of talk and conversation, it's very natural. We're a very talkative bunch. But there's a guy on the phone right now, John Gilbert, I talk to every Saturday morning. Good morning, John.
Charlie, how are you doing?
Just fantastic. Are you in Duluth?
I am in Duluth. I drove up here into the chill from the chill.
How cold is it up there?
I went down to Miami and drove a new Kia Optima Turbo and had a great time. And I got to tell you, Charlie, there was a guy, we stopped in traffic, and there was a fellow tottering across the street in Palm Beach, and he was wearing a quilted nylon parka with the hood up over his head as he walked across the street, and I looked at the thermometer on the dash, and it was 67 degrees.
No kidding. That's so cold for Florida.
We can handle the weather a little better than that.
I should say so.
This is a great tribute, Charlie. Someone asked me how long I've been doing this little segment on cars with you every Saturday morning, and I always say, well, just go back to when the Mini Cooper first came out, because Charlie has such a great varied interest, and one of them is cars, and he called me up one time and said, I just saw this little car, and are they going to sell that again? And we talked about it, and that led to this little segment that's become such a great part of my life. And it's all because of you, Charlie. After I did, we've done it for, I don't know, 6-7 years now, and it's been great fun. And the impact that you have, I always tell people around the country that I do this little segment on the Charlie Boone Show. And if you don't know who Charlie Boone is, I said, just realize that he's the most beloved radio personality in the history of Minnesota.
And yeah, okay.
I know that embarrasses you, but that's the
fact. Why not?
Charlie. That's a fact. So
if you say it, must be true, John.
That's right.
Say, John, we got to go for news here. It's been a pleasure talking to you this morning, and always a pleasure to see your website, which was one of the best. NewCarPicks.com. NewCarPicks.com on the net. And thanks, John.
Well, and Charlie, I hope that every time I get something really special, I'll bother you. I'll come down and honk the horn out in front of your house and take you for a ride around the block.
I wish you'd do that.
I'll do that.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
That's right, Joe.
Well, what is it?
What's what?
Your last name.
What about it?
Your last name.
That's right.
What's right?
My last name.
What about it?
Right.
Your last name is right.
No. That's my sister's married name.
Frank, you're a numbskull.
No, my mother was a numbskull until she got married. Then she took on Dad's name.
WCCO. It is cloudy at 9 above right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Good morning. Bruce Hogovic here, WCCO Radio News. News Radio 830, WCCO's top story at this hour. Well, President Barack Obama is pushing for ratification of a new arms control treaty with Russia. Well, the temperature reading right now, 9 degrees above zero. WCCO Radio News time is 6:32.
Good to have you here, Bruce, every morning.
Good to be here.
Good to have you.
We're going to miss you.
Welcome home from Florida.
Thank you.
Say, I want to say a word about a wonderful sponsor, Nokomis Square Cooperative, and exceptional 55-plus living and ideally situated between Lake Nokomis and Minnehaha Park in South Minneapolis, right in my neighborhood. The cooperative is within easy walking distance of the post office, the library, several banks, churches. I was in one of those banks. And I saw a lady who seemed to recognize me, and I said, how are you this morning? She said, you're Charlie Boone. I said, yes. I said, you must live at Lake Nokomis Square Cooperative. And she said, yes, I do. And it's so easy for me to walk over to the bank, and you'll enjoy the convenience of public transportation, easy commute to the airport, the Mall of America, golf courses, parks. And I want you to call Pam Monday. She's not there right now. Call her Monday. I've got the number right here. It's a 612 number, by the way. 721-5077. 721-5077. Nokomis Square Cooperative. Wonderful people. And Pam will answer all your questions. And you will love looking at that marvelous place to live. 55-plus active seniors.